Hey everyone, 372 pages, we'll never get back. This is a quarantine mini, but it's a special one. It's a Meet the Authors edition. This is the only one that Connor and I have both been able to attend.
Yeah, and the scheduling has been just
It's been back and forth. It's almost like every other one we've done, I think.
Yeah, it's weird how that has just like, you know, constantly been an even or odd situation.
But yeah, but Bob is here as well, so... The three of us have never been together in a Zoom call, let alone a room. That would probably never happen.
Yeah, it's been a Clark Kent, Superman, and third party situation, I guess. If there were three people, like the fox, the sack of grain, and the chicken scenario.
Right. But Bob has sketched out another author. We love to collect these. I don't think they object to being slightly obscure authors. They're just interesting gentlemen. We like to talk to interesting gentlemen and ladies. We've talked to ladies as well.
Yeah, the woman who was married to Mr. T.
And Bob, anything we need to know about this fellow before we sort of dive in and kind of get inside the mind of an author?
These little tangents that I find myself pursuing to find these people. This one appealed to me. My mother worked at one of the big advertising agencies, so I've always had an interest in advertising. And when I saw that this gentleman wrote books, as we'll pursue on crafting jingles, if that's not giving it all away, I just thought I have to know more about Mr. Trimble.
Well, luckily he's on the other line, and let's unmute him here. I think he should be there, Mr. Trimble, Pat Trimble, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Pat?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
You can hear me. Hello, fellas.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I've never done anything like this before. This is delightful. It's not on the radio.
No.
I just recently, I'm an old-fashioned fellow, you know, and I did most of my work over they call it a landline now. It's like everyone else is at sea. I only had my own phone. But recently, because of the business, I began to use an internet. And it's wonderful what you can do right here. It's like the radio, but I'm in my home.
You started using an internet. Did you go to the store and pick one out? Is that
I went to... A place that I used to write jingles for, Computer County, although I never patronized them really. But they outfitted me, they kitted me up with a computer that had an internet on it already. So all I had to do was click on it, and here I am.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? How long have you had an internet?
Oh, it's only been maybe 2 years, but I've only used it twice.
Oh, were you ISDN? I know you radio guys that used to ISDN lines.
All I know is landlines, you know, because I did most of my things from my studio out in El Cajon. And this is part of my story of success that I give in my book, Jingles All the Way, Guide to Crafting Catchy Tunes for Local Radio and Television, which has stood me well for, 30 years now. It started as a lad. Crafted over 3,000 jingles over my time.
Wow.
Yes. But all I used was, I have a war surplus woolen sack with the accompanying microphone, and I would put in my jingles that way and then mail them to all of my different patrons. It seemed to work best for me.
I picture you as one of those guys just surrounded by carts, right? Just cartridges everywhere.
Oh,
knowing how to hit the post.
I love to push the buttons on those carts. You know, I was a radio man for a while. It's a difficult life, especially as a lot.
Did you ever work? There's a legendary radio guy called Turd. Did you ever work with him?
Turd.
Yeah, I think he was with Man Cow for a while, but I was more taken. I was not taken by Man Cow. I was taken by Turd.
I'm thinking of maybe Pat Turd, who was out in Trenton.
I think this guy was in Chicago, so I don't know his first name.
I knew Pat Turd. He was a lovely man. He beyond the problem named, don't you know?
Right, sure.
Well, Pat, can you walk us through just maybe some of the jingles that you're proudest of that you've covered in your book, Jingles All the Way?
Where can I start? There was Creamies, Cream Style Corn, Underwear Hut, Grim Reaper, Rodent Bait. Oh, you know what I loved? I specialize in a certain thing. So let's take Mattress City, because we designed a character named Mayor Mattress. And on the commercial, you see he's a singing, dancing, actual human mattress. And the jingle was something like, "I'm the mayor of Mattress City. You can sleep on me." Ba-dum-bum.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like, a winner. That would be sort of earwormed into your head. Was it a success?
That is what it's all about, is worming your way into people's minds so that they just cannot help. But they see the Mattress City and they think, that's where Mayor Mattress lives. Ba-dum-bum.
It's already in my head. In fact, I logged onto an internet and started ordering a mattress. That's how powerful that jingle was.
You see how that works, gentlemen? You see how that works? It's a beautiful thing. Well, there was Mystery Wipes, which was that was a challenging thing because, of course, of the FDA came in on it. But the jingle was beautiful. And, of course, again, it was a dancing can of personal wipes with great legs, by the way. But the jingle went something like, "Mystery Wipes, Mystery Wipes, they're gonna wipe you out. Ba-dum-bum."
What's another great jingle? What was the FDA involvement because of?
I was an early investor in Mystery Wipes. We were hoping to take advantage of a very large shipment of wipes from China that were expired by the time that they got to the United States. And we decided to reformulate the liquid that's inside the wipe can that's always drizzling at the bottom of those. And we had someone found acetone and expired linseed oil, but linseed oil isn't the problem. And acetone, of course, is a very harmless thing. And so the jingle lasted longer than the product did.
That's incredible. I assumed that Mystery Wipes was sort of someone cooked it up in a boardroom, but it was literally a pallet of mysterious wipes that arrived and you tried to figure out what to do with them.
I've always believed in truth and zazzing, and that's where we went. Although we like to zazz it up a little, and the character we was this talking cave, of course, dressed in a trench coat.
I think there's, are you guys hearing a problem with his single internet?
Yeah, yes, I think the internet that came with this computer is.
are you picking me up now?
Yes, that's a little better. Yeah, we're just occasionally there's some digital. We call it digital breakup.
I might be too close to my microphone. It's a new microphone. I haven't worked with an actual condenser or USB.
USB.
Yes, that's exactly. USB microphone. So, well, Mike Wipster was character, and Mike would show up sneaking around in a trench coat and a fedora, and then he'd sing his song, "Mystery Wipes, Mystery Wipes, they're gonna wipe you out." But
that was better the second time.
Well, thank you.
Well, did you often invest in the products that you wrote jingles for, or is this kind of a rare?
There's a lot of what's called in our industry barter.
So you would write the jingle in order to then get a stake in the company.
For instance, would travel from El Cajon out back east to Florida. I spend the winters in Florida because I find that the humidity is very good for my hair. But I used to, I did a barter thing with the Bun Boy Hotel, of course, in Baker.
Oh, I know it well. They're a big fan.
Well, you know,
with the world's largest thermometer.
Yeah,
That's exactly right. Yes, and you never know when you're going to need a hotel room in Baker. So,
sadly, Bun Boy, God, I don't even know if I should tell you this on air, sir, but Bun Boy is closed.
Yes, it's too bad because I really liked that place and the people there, and I read the jingle. If you're on a Bun Boy and you want to have some fun, boy, just grab your girl and take her. Drive on out to Baker. Bet you're gonna make her at the Bun Boy Hotel.
Of course.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. That is powerful as well.
And it closed down a week after you released that jingle.
Something like that. And again, I think it was probably some health code. It's difficult to keep things clean out there in the desert.
I'm sure there's no connection. Yeah.
No.
Pat, you Can I call you Pat? How would you like to be
addressed? Please, no. Pat's good. PT, the Tingler sons.
Okay. I'll stick. No, it's quite all right.
Sorry, a moment, please. I'm going to hit my mute button.
I don't think
oddly his cigarette hacks come through with no digital hash.
Noticed in your drawing there that Bob did to you, there's a lot of cigarette butts around. Are you still smoking?
The only issue with the drawing that Bob did, except the fact that it's a wonderful likeness. Thank you very much, Bob.
No, my pleasure.
Is that I always use an ashtray. As a matter of fact, I have an ashtray from the Bun Boy Hotel, and I'm just dashing my butt in it right now.
Your butt in Bun Boy.
That's right. Yes, it's kind of a mellifluous turn of phrase, isn't it? I should write that down. It's just dashing your butt in Bun Boy. That's nice. Thank you. You don't mind if I use that in something, do you?
Hey, as long as I get a stake in whatever it is you're working on, sure. Mike, you had a question before I interrupted.
Oh, I had a question?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think I was going to ask about, I know that you're a bird enthusiast, at least of a certain bird.
Well, I'm very fond of my macaw. He's a South American multicolored macaw red. I think they called it a great red macaw, but I've had him for many years. His name is Bosco.
Oh, named after the drink?
Might have been. That's a jingle I wish I'd written. Bosco puts hustle in your muscle. Bosco puts wee in your knee. Bosco puts rockets in your pockets and also a dot in your eyelash.
That wee is exactly what I thought he was named after, that, because that's one of the most famous. I mean, we all could have sang along with that, I'm sure. So,
well, you know, I'm not sure about Bosco's provenance, because he came to me from my uncle, who was a theatrical agent, and my very first agent in the business, as a matter of fact, it was Reuben Trimble.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, I know him.
Yes, they called him the Hammer, to this day, I don't know why, but he had Bosco always in the office, and Bosco was sort of like his bodyguard, I believe, because Reuben said it was his attack bird, because in the business he was in, no one would ever expect an attack bird, and frankly, it saved him a few times. But what I understand from Reuben is that it originally belonged to Bebe Rebozo. Remember Richard Nixon?
Oh, good heavens.
His old friend, yes. Yeah. And he'd keep it on his boat out in Biscayne Bay. And Bosco was, I believe Bosco was, as far as I know, he's going to be maybe 79 on his next birthday, maybe 80. Nobody's really sure. Bebe used to say that he got it from a pirate in Havana.
My heavens! Wow. This macaw has been around.
Yeah, this is
like
an
a Jimmy
illustrious
Buffett song. It's
as a matter of fact, Jimmy borrowed Bosco for one of his tours. Yes, he was Jimmy's sidekick for one tour, but unfortunately, Bosco trashed a hotel room one night. Bosco likes to drink, and I think that's one of the problems that the two of us have had, and it is the reason why he has just recently moved out into a place of his own.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm sorry to hear of the separation.
No.
I can hear the emotion in your voice.
It's a good thing for both of us. And, you know, he has gotten me in a couple of scrapes with the law. I was pitching a jingle to Helena Scarpell, who, of course, Granny Pants is her products.
Of course.
Jingle. Well, now she comes into the office and she's adorned in gold and necklaces and filigrees and wristlets. And Bosco suddenly saw the wristlets and believed them to be some sort of snake or serpent. And wouldn't you know, he attacked Helena's wrists and damaged one of her wrists. And she was very upset. And Bosco actually almost went to the hooskow for that one. Thank God I had a good lawyer at the time.
Well, elderly, they use their wrists a lot, so it's important that they...
I've heard that. I'm not looking forward to be old, because I really enjoy using my wrists.
That's right.
The most recent incident, though, must have been really bad if you didn't show him the door after he, you know, attacked a client and broke her wrist.
Well, you know, he's a friend, but, sure, but he needs his own space. And so he's gotten himself a little condo in 29 Palms, and it seems to be suiting him. He really enjoys the desert air. I'm hoping he'll come back with me to Fort Myers next, uh, next winter, because we really enjoy wintering in Fort Myers, Bosco and I. He's got a regular seat at the Lazy Flamingo.
It's an unusual arrangement you have to snowbird from Southern California. It's not one that a lot of people sort of work out.
Yeah, it is unusual.
I would do that from Vermont if I had the means to do that. But
I believe it's in the interest of my health to keep my skin well bronzed, and I find that the summer weather out here in El Cajon is beneficial to dry out all of the grease and moisture that builds up over the winter in Fort Myers. And when I love the winter air in Fort Myers and of course the way that the sand gets everywhere. I actually enjoy that.
Oh, so you like sand. Yeah, okay.
I do indeed. I do indeed. I love
it. Do you mind? We have a person of your talents. I don't want to put you on the spot, so I'll ask permission first.
Yes.
Just off the top of my head, are you able to come up with these things quickly, or writing the Messiah handle took just over 2 weeks, I think, to write that? Can you write a jingle pretty quickly? Like, if I give you a product, could you come up with something?
Well, we can try. I did chicken in a can in, I believe, about 5 or 10 minutes.
Fantastic. So I'd love to hear the process. This is let's just do Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville flavor, Last Mango. That's his tequila. Flavored tequila is very popular.
Oh, all right. Well, hang on. I'm detecting sort of a tropical rhythm to this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A little. It'll make you want a tango. What's the name of the product again, quickly?
Margaritaville Last Mango.
Margaritaville Last Mango. It'll be like you're singing with Django with Last Mango. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, wow.
He's a master.
It's amazing.
Incredible. Well, God knows I try. Underwear Hut really threw me for a loop. That took me months to get to Underwear Hut, because get off your nut with Underwear Hut just wasn't really making it with the vendors. They didn't seem to latch onto it like I did.
Well, yeah, they're an exacting bunch. I mean, they come up with a name like Underwear Hut, and you expect a jingle to go along with
them. Well, wouldn't you think so? Yes.
All the effort that went into that.
Yes, indeed.
Bob, do you have any questions for the master?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I had read was a sort of a deviation from jingle writing, which was, I don't know if I can reveal, when you write under a pen name, I don't know if it's a closely guarded secret, but your children's book series intrigued me.
I know where you're going with this, of course, The Adventures of Grilbo Grabbins.
Yeah, so that's a book about a crab.
It is indeed. It's many people think it's a soft shell crab. It's actually a Maryland blue crab.
Oh, great.
Yes, he's got a heart of gold, and of course the pseudonym I use is, as you might suggest, reminiscent of J.R.R. Tolkien, because it's, of course, it's sort of an homage to J.R.R.
is a way to put it. It's
two
letters, I think.
I thought Jar Jar Tonklin was a really good sort of compromise in order to get this published. And of course, as it turns out, I've had to self-publish every one of these.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. But let's see. Well, now, Grilbo, is the Maryland blue crab, and unfortunately he's captured and tortured by the owners of this horrible, horrible seafood restaurant.
Yikes.
It's, yes.
The children's books, these are, right?
But he escapes, you see.
Before we get there, sir, how does one torture a crab? I wouldn't know how that worked.
Just hold him over a pot of boiling water, my friend.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yes.
That's all it takes, believe me. I'll be back.
All right. Jesus. Just hit the mute on that. Just the mute button right on the front of the USB.
Spell his gold tooth if he keeps that up.
Yes.
Okay, yes. The name of the restaurant is Crabtastrophe. Yes, well, that's why he needs to escape, don't you see? And he makes his way out into the big world with the help of his parrot friend, Bosco Moore, the bird elf, of course.
Ah, yes,
inspired by my own dear friend, Bosco. Yes, yes. And it's quite the adventure. I've written three of them now. And I'm hoping to hit 50 volumes sold by the end of the year. That would be, it will begin to cover my expenses, and that would be wonderful. And I don't know if I should talk about the lawsuit, because I don't think that I am allowed to talk about the lawsuit.
With the Tolkien estate, or?
No. That's the second lawsuit.
Are you pulling a Baltimore mayor thing here, sir?
Well, you see, is this... one of my former clients, which is Crabtastic's. You know, if you've ever been in the Fort Myers area, you've driven by a Crabtastic restaurant. I wrote, "Don't be spastic, head to Crabtastic, have yourself a shell of a time." Ba-dum-bum.
Ah, yes. Wow. But, I'd pop in. Why not?
That's... Well, you see, they didn't like the jewel, and they didn't pay me for my time, and so... I guess they say I was aggrieved. I think I would say that I was inspired to write the series of books that they believe is the failed version of their restaurant, Crabtastrophe. I believe they're two entirely different uses of an idiom. So this is the life we live in now with lawyers and agents and lots of money.
But they were able to crack your pseudonym and track you down to file the papers to sue you.
Well, I don't think it was that difficult because yes, it was one of the first things I used my internet for was to do self-publishing, and I made the mistake of on the page you'd see, if you go to that page, you'll see The Adventures of Grilbo Grabbins by Jar Jar Tonklin, but then the author's name is actually mine. I apparently did it wrong.
Yeah, you didn't dust your tracks off that well.
I'm new to my internet, and I don't really know quite how it works. And there it is. I think a simple human error. I like to blame the computer or my internet, but there it is.
Sock puppeting is, I believe, that's what they call that. You gotta sock puppet better, Pat.
Well, you know, for a short time back in Milwaukee, I worked a sock puppet.
Oh, that's a wrinkle I didn't expect.
That's right.
Children's Entertainment? Or
Albert the Alley Cat, the weather puppet at WISC, you might remember if you're of a certain age.
I don't.
Oh, yes. He was the country's only weather puppet at the time. And I originated the role. It was taken over by some young... chump when I was unceremoniously let go of my job there. No bitterness at all, but I did have a brief stint as a sock puppeteer, and it was quite enjoyable.
Did not expect that. That's innovation in weather. It seems like all they want is just someone who looks good on camera. But that's
The only other weather person I can think of with such a thing was Tex Antoine. I don't know if you recall Tex Antoine.
Is that two people, or is this just one you're talking about?
It was just one, and he had a character, Uncle Weatherby, who helped him do the local weather.
Well, that's just a sophomoric pun. That's rather uninspired, I would say.
It is uninspired.
It sounds like a rival. Do you have any rivals in the jingle making space? Someone that you're competing for work for?
Oh, there was a fellow named Mal Valour who competed with me on the Cream Ease Cream Style Corn campaign. Huh. He called himself the Valour voice of Mal Valour. Of course, I wish I had thought of that, because that's brilliant.
That's pretty good, yeah. Yes.
Well, we want you to get back to your series of books, and of course, you have jingles to write. And again, if this is an imposition, please tell me. But if you could, just off the top of your head, at least give us a start on a jingle for our podcast, it would mean the world to me. I think, Connor, I think you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, maybe I would love to. It's the people are getting sick of our theme music. So
right.
Okay. So
the title is 372 pages. We'll never get back. So if you could just easily work that into
throw
a
something
jingle.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's see. You're going to laugh until you have a heart attack when you go to 327 pages. I'll never get back.
We'll fix it in post. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. We'll fix it in post. Yeah. Great.
Yes, but by the way, is my signature. It's in every single
one. I've been picking up on that. That's pretty, it's a good way to end it. It beats like the fade out at the end of a day in the life, I'd say. Like,
well, everyone knows it's me then, and I think it's better than by Menon.
Right, right. Or,
well, that's the whole jingle of that one, right? They don't have
it. I believe it is. Isn't that lame?
What do you, I have contempt for, and I hope you share this, sir, for the Liberty Insurance jingle, which I believe, let me sing it for you. It goes like this. Liberty, 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 Liberty. and I'm not exaggerating.
I bet that was one of Velour's handiwork.
It like could have been Mal. It has the stink of Mal on it, so it very well could have been. And there's no, like, tag. There's no ba-dum-bump. How can you not have a tag? What kind of jingle is that?
Bach used to write "To the Glory of God" on every page of his thing. You put a ba-dump bump bump on it.
I think ba-dump bump is "To the Glory of God," my friend. That's exactly right.
Yep. Well, fantastic. Unless you guys have anything else, we better let him start arranging his flight or from San Diego.
A real treat. Yeah. Have fun. Have fun in one of those warm spots and stay safe and thank you.
This has been a delight. And if I can make this internet work again, I would love to come back and actually write you a sophisticated original jingle for your internet website.
More than we ever could have hoped for. Thank you.
Terrific.
It would be my distinct pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, wow. Well, all right.
I'm gonna let you finish that up, Pat. Thank you for
on. Thank you so much. Bob, take care, Connor.
Yeah.
Good to all be together with
see you all around on the internet.
All right.
Gentlemen. Pat.
Pat. We're gonna stop recording, but we'll stay on the line and make sure he's okay, folks. Yeah, so long.
Sounds good. Bye.